there is this chumra that the chassan somehow acquires ownership by renting or purchasing the actual place for the cheder yichud. And this is machlokas, which is found in the Oter HaPoskim, which is the source we were using a lot last week here in Simon Nunhei. On a simple level, it's absolutely not required whatsoever, because it's against the Gemara. The Gemara that we saw, those who have a recollection, to open the Gemara, that Mem Ches and Beis, to refresh our memories. But the Gemara Mem Ches and Beis tells us, Stam Chotzer Didei, Stam Chotzer Dido, right? The whole discussion about the Stam is, but if it's the Shem Nisuin, then it doesn't matter whose house it's in, right? Even if it's her house, it's still going to work if they're Masor L'Shem Nisuin. So that this Chumra seems to be Pashup Shat against the Gemara Daf Mem Ches Amid Beis. Okay? As a matter of fact, this is not what I made up. Open up the Shulchan Aruch. I assume you all have Shulchan Aruchs today. Okay, in Simen Nun Hei, which we're learning. Chelkas Mechokek, Sivkot Nyud. Shom Nisboer, Afilu Hochin Lebayas Acher, Gam Shom Nikra Chupa. Because the Ramos is over here, Molichem also Lebesam. Doesn't have to be Besam. Any other place where, as long as it's a Shem Nisuin, the halach would be the same. As a matter of fact, we saw the Vilna Gaon last week in Sivkot and Tess, in the Bir Hagura, where he said, and even if it's done in what we call the Shver's house, as long as they did it for the purpose of Nisuin, it works. So therefore, this whole idea of purchasing or renting out the area does not seem to be necessary at all. Yes, it's true that the Ramo has this concept of Ochlin Biyachad in the Ramo. The Mokom Tzanua. Zeh Chupa Noegas Achshem. The Chavis Yorah suggests, if you remember from a week or two ago, that until they eat, it's not considered a nisuin. We don't accept that. We don't accept that. I saw something amazing, which I don't know, it's nothing to do really with Hilchos, when the nisuin is chal, but I thought I'd share with you. To me, it's somewhat astounding. Here in the Oter HaPoskim, in Simen Nun Hei, Sif Koton, Chof Aleph, that's about a whopper. I don't know if it's, I never heard of this before. Quotes this from some safer. Yafa Lalev. The Zel Vare Achilles Aroi. Why? The Ancient Birchas Chasanim. The Mihita Lehem Lechol Suda Rishona Shozaini Meachupa Sudas Keva built the Birchas Chasanim. Get an impression from this safer that the Chosn Kala and the week of Sheva Brochas, they have two choices. Either they go to a Sheva Brochas meal or they have snacks. To have a full meal without Shabbat Brachos is not allowed. And I've heard such a thing. What happens is they wake up in the morning for breakfast and they want to have French toast or something. No, can't do it because French toast is a whole meal. You wash and you bench and there's no Shabbat Brachos. I never heard this chumra before. I'm not sure if you meant it that way, but that's what I found over here in Os, in Sivkot and Chafal. I don't know where it's coming from. Now, the Bach quotes an opinion that this is really the ikur, this idea of eating. And well, I'll share it to you to save time in the Aruch HaShulchan. Last week we had the Aruch HaShulchan a lot. You may have even seen this, but let's just review it again.
What nature is the chiyuv of Sheva?
You know, I'm not even sure if Sheva Brachos is really on our agenda for this year, because I told you we have a limited amount of what we can do. I'd like to talk maybe at the end when we finish the hard stuff, have a little party and then do Sheva Brachos, which is of course the geshmak to learn those in Yonim, and they are in Masechet Ksubos in the first parak. When we do that, I'll be happy to go into some of the greater and more important details. But in brief, the nature of Sheva Brachas is if they are eating and there's a minyan, they make Sheva Brachas. But that doesn't say you have to, you require to have Sheva Brachas. I have to have Sheva Brachas. What do I have to have Sheva Brachas for? You don't. So you have to only have snacks? I don't know what the whole thing, I don't know what it comes from. But we'll put on the agenda. I don't think so. Okay.
I heard a shayla, somebody got married, you missed it. So they made a big to do. How do you make
Sheva
Brachas?
At the Seder.
First night of the Seder.
Because it's now the host of all the kosos. If we in fact will learn those in Yonim, I'll discuss what to do about the Seder. It's important. But let's. I'll deal with, we're not going to do before Pesach. It's halacha l'maisa. It's not going to work. Maybe after Pesach. We'll see. Yesh mi she'omer she'nochon shu she'bishor she'mekachol fi menageinu she'kidush kemishas chupa lo yamdu achosan v'akala taras hiru. We saw this last week. She'chupa el yamdu b'fonea v'chakach she'maschil in levorach she'vebrochas yamdu achosan chupa. I told that that's what some suggest. Hatam she'lo te'achupa korem ha'kidushin lo'rinim she'chosh l'zeh. The Gedolim say ikah chupa is masha ochem v'chakach v'akom tzanua v'arech ha'shash b'zeh, because it's because you're putting the ring on the finger and you haven't started eating yet. I feel him in again. Ein b'shach hashash. Go beyond the chuppah shalonu. Neisha kain kiblu aleim shezeh chuppah gemar nisuin. V'nas is ishtel gemura. V'zeh li'acha shegomu ha-shever brachas. I told you many times before I saw this in Aruch HaShulchan. Ozu gemar chuppah. V'lo kodem. Nimsa shakidushin kodem es l'chuppah. To kodem ha-brachas. Ein shem chuppah alzeh. Ma'ad ha-chonas ha-nisuin en kodem ha-kidushin. Ein shem chashash b'zeh. In other words, the Bach is saying the proper way is to have the kiddushin before the nisuin. It shouldn't be simultaneous. And therefore, the proper way is to put the ring on the finger and then walk under the chuppah. No one in the world does it that way. Why? Why? Not because they argue with the Bach's premise. They argue with his conclusion. They say that the premise is correct. Kiddushin should be before nisuin. However, let me get this out. How do we get this? How do we get rid of this? How do we get this thing out?
Just press settings
again. Settings again. Thank you. So that's the conclusion we agree with, that it has to be conditioned before nisuin lechatchila, but it's not a problem. It's not a problem because they're not married officially until that point. That's an important idea. Now we come to a fundamental question, which is, this is Os Chav Beis of Barichas, and Os Aleph. Chupa Yitzricha Eden. He quotes the Oros HaMeach and Perek Yudah Lachavetz. Mistapak Natuva. Yichupa Baya Eden. Osagi Behodoas Shneim. Why? Why the Kiddushin? Everyone knows, if you don't know, you should know now. Kiddushin require what we call Eide Kiyum. Not that there were two Eden. The Chosna have to know that the Eden are there. And if they're not Eden, even though if they both agree to it, doesn't take effect. The guy made a joke and gave his wife a ring when no one's looking, and they both come to Bez and say that it happened. It's meaningless because we know the Kiyum. What about Nisuin? So the Gemara has a Kiddushin, Samachem and Beis. Why do Kiddushin require Eden? But they both agree. Says Bishop, it's Chav Lachrini. What's Chav Lachrini mean? So Rashi says that the relatives of the are become prohibited to one another. I would have said Chav Lachrini for another reason. Now if someone, no one else could marry her. If someone lives with her, it's Chav Misa. But Rashi says the relatives are prohibited. Therefore, if she already had Kiddushin, so when it comes to Nisuin, it's no longer Chav Lachrini. Since it's no longer Chav Lachrini, so there should be no problem. You shouldn't need Eide Kiyum at all. Shouldn't need Eide Kiyum, so suggests the Or Sameach. Now, it's interesting, the Avnei Meluim talks about this. Let's take a look at Avnei Meluim. Okay. Discusses this very question. And Siman Lamed Ches, that's Hilchos. We have Siman Lamed Ches. Some of us have it in front of us. We're not going to look at Shavanah. We're going to go straight to the Avnei Meluim. So a long siman. Okay. Almost there. There we go. When do you need Eidah Yichud? When the Kiddushin wasn't Chal earlier. So you need Eidah now for Kiddushin with that Eidah. See, he doesn't like it. Menira, I said it Simon and Hey, Nisuim Tzorach Eidim. Ukeshem Shem Mekadish Blo Eidim, Ein Choshin the Kiddushin. Why? Dover Dover Mi Mama. Hokanami Nisuim. Have the Dover Shabierva, the Cholanyone Isha Tzorach Eidim. Ule kama dvarim nesua shana me'arusa, it was the meskila nesua b'chenek, it came in the nesua and tzarech eidin, eidin yichud, etc. V'chule. So he makes the dava poshet, Avnei Malum assumes that nesua require eidin kiyum. Now, Sumer's not sure. Avnei Malum says it is dava poshet, so does the Sefer HaMakne over here, so does the do we have the Makna? I already forgot. Is a Makna in the list of a Makna? No, Hafla, we don't have a Makna. Okay. Same author, but for some reason one Sefer was privileged to be on this Bar-Ilan, one is not. But you see the Makna right over here in Simon.
Later on.
Oh, we have a Makna? You're right. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Okay. Now Makna would presumably be in our Simon. Simon Nunhei. Thank you. Lo shayach sheyavo leh l'shem nesun, ha-siyach l'shem nesun. L'shem nesiyach l'yemel l'fnei eidim l'shem nesun. You need Eidim. Right? This is a Dava Pashut. Eidim ala Yichud. Okay? This is his assumption. Okay? You need Eidim. So Hamakna said it. Avnei Meluim said it. These are the greatest Gedolim. And yet there are some Erechas Mesupik about it. He's also from the Gedolim. There's a Toysus Riyazokin. Says you need Eidim Kiyim. There's a Tosefta. The list of distinctions between Yavama and Eishes Ish. Let's see if we can find this Tosefta. See if we can find it. No. The wrong Masechta, looks like. So he quotes over here from the Sefer called the Yad David, such as David al Kalina. He's from the Mamash. Rav Chaim held him to be the God of Ador. That's a fact. Rav Chaim held him to be the God of Ador. And he said that you do have to have Edim when it comes to the chuppah. Oh, sorry. It's right here in Amasechta. Open up to Ksubas Perek Dalet Halacha Beis in Tosefta. Yofa Koach Isha Mikoach Yuvama. The Koach Yuvama Mikoach Isha. Yofa Koach Isha Miksha Isha Ocheles Betruma Kevin Shenichas Al Chuppah. Because there is no chuppah when it comes to Yavama. Yofa koach Yavama shabo alei vimto ben shogah ben meizah ben onas ben rotsum filu beis avia kona mashenk and beisha don't the kavana. So they quote it from Rav David al-Kalina, who said in his Yad David that what yofa koach nisuan from Yavama. That's the first thing, right? Batruma. V'lo kachoshiv Sheyavama tzarech la'edim b'shas kinyan, v'isha en tzricha. Elavada gam isha tzricha edim b'shas kinyan, by nisuan k'mo b'kiddush. He's assuming, Rabbi Osai, Rabbi David al-Kalina, that by yibum, you require edim. Otherwise, it's Raya, no Raya. Who said? So Rab Chaim Brisker, who called Rab David al-Khalina the God of Adar, argues and says the Yibum also doesn't require Eidei Kiyum. Why? Oh. So I have Rabosai, I brought you, since I'm very fond of quantity of the Torah, Rav Shechter Shalita, I brought you two of his svarim today. Not one, but two. The first kind of the same called the Be'ikvei Hatzah, the Eretz HaTzvi, first sefer. So the Eretz HaTzvi, on page Kuf Pei Zayin, you have these things, they wouldn't have it on Bar Ilan, right? He tells you, look in the Marcheshes, who asked this question. Chelik Bey Simon Aleph. I brought that too. Number four. Okay? He wants to know, do you require Eidei Kiyum by Nisuin? Lengthy piece. Masha Tafas Avne Melu Bepshitus Shechupa Tzricha Edim. We saw it on screen. Right, there's a Rotzal Levora Divriatur. And he only be Makwa Shabo. Ad Rabba. Mukhala Hefech. Shadas Rambam. Shechupa Ain Tzricha Edim. He tells you to read and look at the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perg Zayin and the Chus Ishus, Ran quotes in the Kiddushin, Mekadesh al Tnai. It works. Okay. Works. Second. We're going to get this. This is what we're going to be learning with Hashem next month. So the Kaddish al Tanai needs a get because of Mechilas al Tanai. But if you tell me that without Edim, there's no Chuppah, Mehechi Tesi Yimchol al Tanai. Often the Rambam in Perek Zayin will be discussing next man. Okay, it's Marcheshes, Chelik Beis, Simon Aleph, Sifkoton, Yud Beis. Okay, and he brings a right from Rambam in Perek Zayin about the Kaddish al Tanai. That's, again, I'm telling you, that's our second sugi for the next man. First sugi is Yotze Belo Ksuba, which is all the question of snius, of hair covering and arm covering, which we will discuss Das Moshe, Das Yehudis. That's our first sugi, Mit Hashem, when we resume after the winter break. And the second sugi is exactly this, this Indian of Mekadesh Al Tanai and Mechilas Al Tanai. All these things are going to be discussed by Barichas and Hashem in the second sugya of the next man. Oh. So here, there's another Marchesh, end of Siman Yutes, but I'm not going to read that right now. What we read was already sufficient for this purpose. So the Marchesh is already against the Avnei Meluim. And Rav Shechter Shlita explains, what's the pshat? He says, he quotes from the Rav, there is a whole shah in the Gemara in Kiddushin of Yud, whether Bia Eris Anosa or Bia Nisu Anosa. And the Gemara says, Bia another shah. Is it Tchilas Bia or Sof Bia? What creates Kiddushin? The Gemara concludes in the Afyudim and Alpha Kiddushin, Kol HaBoel Dato Al Gemar Bia. Tosfos quotes from Nissen Gaon, the Rambam passes the same way, that that's by Bias Erisin, but by Bias Nisuin, Tchilas Bias Kona. So, why? The Rav quoted from Reb Chaim, that it's true, kolabo al dat al agamar bia. So what? And the first half of the bia is bia's nus. That's the Macheshes already asked this question. Macheshes lived after Reb Chaim. Macheshes lived at the time of the Holocaust. He could have been killed by the Nazis, if I'm not mistaken. He was a contemporary of Reb Chaim Oizer in the Bezin in Vilna. And he says as follows: what do you mean, Adat al Gemar Bia? And the first part of the Bia is Bias Snus. Can't be. It's impossible. So the answer is, it's not L'shem's Nus. No, if it's not L'shem's Nus, so why isn't it Kone right away? So why by Nisuin is it Kone right away? And by condition, why isn't it a Bias Nus? The answer is as follows. He does the Bia. He has in mind that it should be Chal at the end. So, the beginning, Rabosai, the beginning is not a Bias Nus. It's a Shem Kiddushin. But, when it comes to any transaction that requires the Das of the participants, there's a possibility of A, making a Tanai, and B, postponing the effect. These two go together. I can make a Liach Hazman. When it comes to something which does not require das, you can neither make it on a Tanai, nor delay it to effect make a Liach Hazman. Rabbi Chanan has one of his pieces. The guy's going to shecht. He'll shecht now, and have in mind Shabichal tomorrow. He'll shecht now, and the condition you pay him is $100 for the Shechita. It's ridiculous. You can't make any conditions on Shechita. It's a reality.
It's an action.
It's a reality. It's a state. No Tanai will help, no delay will help. So, when it comes to Kiddushin, which is exactly that, so you can postpone the effect until the Gemar Bia. You can't postpone the effect until tomorrow. That's what we call in our language Kol So Kinyon. We saw it a few times already earlier this year. Ksubas Pei Beis. But the Gemar Bia, the Bia is still going on, you can postpone it until that point in time. However, Rabosai, when it comes to Nisuin, which does not require Das, who said so? Yoh Samech himself. In Perek Vav, in Ishus at the beginning. It's how it goes, Maimini, the beginning of Perek Chav Beis and Ichos Ishus, that even if someone is underage, there might be a concept of Nisuin. Once the Kiddushin was done by the father, and the father died, there could be Nisuin Doraisa. Even though that was on Gemar Bia, doesn't help. It's Chal right away. It's Chal right away immediately. That's what Reb Chaim said. Now we understand Rabosai. According to the Rambam, why do you require Edekiyim? Edekiyim, according to Reb Chaim, speaking of the Rambam, is what we call the Das Dovah Shebi'erva. The Das expressed when creating a state of Dovah Shebi'erva, which means marriage and divorce, is of a very strong nature. In order to strengthen the Das which is expressed, you require it to be expressed in the presence of two witnesses. If I take it seriously, I'll stand in front of two witnesses. Otherwise, it's not so powerful. That's true when it comes to the Kiddushin. Kiddushin requires Das, Reb Chaim explains. When it comes to Nisuin, Nisuin is a state. It's Eishes Ish Bebeis Habal. Nothing changed. The same Eishes before, Eishes is afterwards. True, Davne Meluah said the difference between Skila and Chenek and other. All that is very nice and true, but it's an irrelevancy because that is created by a change of state, not by an act which requires das. As such, ein tanai b'nisuin, expression of the Gemara Masech Yevamos, and as such, you cannot postpone nisuin until a later time. So therefore, the fellow was bia l'shem nisuin. He also al das gemar bia huosa. Same as kiddushin, doesn't help. Comes to kiddushin, it works. Comes to nisuin, it doesn't work. This is found again in Eretz Hatzvi. Page Kuf Pei Zayin. He's working with an assumption that presumably you would not require Edim when it comes to Nisuin. Not required. This is in the Sefer Eretz Hatzvi. Got it? No. But there's another Sefer. That's called Be'ikve Hatzom. Second Sefer. And he has a whole mimer here about Nisuin. And here he says on page Ayin Dalad Resh, you want to call it Rad, so he has an Ayin Dalad Resh. He quotes the Marcheshes again. Because we know. And he said, Misafek, the Rav would require a de Yichud. Misafek. So he quotes Rabbi Shechter from Rabbi Pekarsky, who was a big Talmud Chacham, the corner of the Rachel, was a Lubavitcher Pesach, lived in Queens. I was once at a Chalitza as a Bacha. Rabbi Schoenfeld, Shlita, called me in. They needed a fifth man for the, they called no suffering for a Chalitza. So that was Rabbi Pokowski's Bismedrish. It was at a time when Rabbi Schoenfeld's daughter was engaged. So I know that the question was whether his son-in-law could also be one of those future son-in-law. Wasn't they weren't married yet. There was on Pilpas. I don't know exactly when it was. I'm guessing around 1968, something like approximately that time. A long time ago. So Rabbi Pekarsky says the Rav used to have a custom to announce under the chuppah who the Eid Yichud would be. But then, when he heard that the Avnei Nezer said you don't need Eid Yichud at all, he made a compromise to require the Yichud, but not to actually announce it. Uvelif Amim, Rabbi Shechter writes, the Rav, Hoya'af Miyached Eidim Be'eidi Bara Badekin. Here it is, what you said. So it's in print. But only the famim. At my wedding, he didn't do it. Pretty sure. So sometimes he did it. Because according to some poskim, the bedekin is in Nisuin. I, the bedekin, before the kiddushin. So the Mishnah Lamelech says, which we saw once before, and you'd per gyur alocha base, that you can make a Nisuin before the kiddushin. What does that mean? What does it mean? It doesn't mean that it takes effect then. That's ridiculous. Impossible. She's not even, she's a pnuya. How can I have nisua? It means as follows, and I told you already a few minutes ago today. Typical pnuya, first is kiddushin, then she becomes an erusa, then she becomes a nisua. If you do the nisuan first, it has no effect right now, she's still pnuya, but the second you do the what? The erusin, boom, she goes straight from pnuya to nisua, which the Bach didn't want. So the Bach said you have to do the kiddushin when they're not under the canopy, and their chashulchan said, "Don't, no, it's not right, because even though you're under the chuppah, you don't have intention to have nisuin until when? Until you finish the shavu brachos. So who has intention to have nisuin in time of the badekin? I don't know. To the contrary, we should try not to have the kiddushin and the nisuin at the same time. You don't have the end of the brachos yet. So therefore, it seems to me that this is a chumra al gabe chumra. Even the yichud itself." Likely does not require Eidim against Avdei Melu, but rather like what Reb Chaim seems to have said. Fine. This is something which is a fascinating idea. And Rav Shechter Shlita makes reference over here. This is in Simon Lamed Ches. I believe he makes reference here to what he wrote earlier in Simon Lamed. If I'm not mistaken, I saw that here somewhere. Sure, where it is exactly. Let's see if I have it right. There he's discussing the question of Tanai. Can there be a Tanai when it comes to Nisuin? Oh. Here he says, page Kuf Tzadi, hey? Ain't a Nisuin kinyan b'fnei atzmo. The chuppah creates that the woman goes from Eishes B'shusa Av, Eishes B'shusa Baal, basis the wish to only refers to Nisua. The Eishes is completed at that point in time. And therefore, Rabbi Osai, we saw in the afternoon of already a few times, Mekadesh Eishesha Manas She'en Sherksus Viona. Frek the Rav, what are you talking about? These things only start after Nisuin. She say, I know Se'es Eishesha Al Tanai She'en Sherksus Viona. He says, no. Can't make a Tanai in the Nisuin. You make a Tanai in the Kiddushin. And the Tanai takes effect when the Nisuin takes effect unconditionally, but it can be no more powerful than the Kiddushin. Then the Kiddushin can have a Tanai, the Nisuin can also be on the Tanai. It says, ain't Tanai be Nisuin. Here it's Tanai be Kiddushin. How does that affect? In other words, it will be Laznus. Wait, we'll get to it, Mr. Shem. Next man, second topic. Siyata Deshmai. Okay? Narabosai, this is I wanted to share with you from Rav Shech the Shalit. Good. A little bit further. There's a discussion over here. This is sort of a little some random topics here in the altar of Poskim, but it's worthwhile seeing now in Lovakshav Amosai. In Oz Vav, Simen Chav Beis, Oz Vav, an interesting custom exists in some places. It says, the Chosin darshins for the Chuppah, right? The Chosin Doresh Lefneya. Can you imagine that? A drush. There's some married people in this room. Did you give a drush at your wedding?
I didn't, but in Yiddish, a gift.
The drasha geshank, exactly. No, could we get the drasha at the offruf? But not, maybe you spoke at your offruf, not at the wedding. I made quite a few chasanas. One of my sons decided he wanted a darshan at the chasan station. Only one. A beautiful drasha. He quoted me, and he had a different shot, different than me. Gemayridik. It was gemaldik. But they tried to interrupt. That I wouldn't laugh. Once he's speaking, you know, and there's interruptions, I don't go for. So, but that's it. That minhag is over. It's quartered over here. Fine. And the all kinds of minhag of the chuppah is quartered over here. Going around seven times. They sing, which way you face. And you're wearing a white garment. And they carry candles. And the Shabbos before, and the Shabbos after. All this is found there. I'm not going to go into the details now. But it made its way into the beautiful sefer called the Altar of Poskim. I will say only one thing. That Rav Shech the Shlita has in the same piece, Simen Lamed Ches, a fascinating Ha'ara. Often the Rav would darshan under the chuppah. I never darshan under my children's chuppahs. I darshan under other people's chuppahs. They asked me to, so I did it. But my own children, I never did. There were three weddings that we made which did have drushes, always from the other side. Twice the other side's father, one's the other side's grandfather, and I wouldn't stand in the way. But I never darshan. I don't think it's a perfect time to give drushes. But when, when do you darshan? When should the drushes take place? So he quotes over here as follows. He quotes the Mogen Avraham. Let's take a look and see it inside. The Magen Avraham Hilchos Brachos. Lo yafsik chosin v'kala shebo le'oris v'likones l'chupa miyad v'chazin sova shlobo elo l'likones L'chupa u'birach birchas chasanim, yivarach shenis birchas chasanim, acha birchas eres in the kiddush. Okay, I made a mistake. On this, the Prima Gaudim writes, L'chor mitam hefsek, ben birchas nisu on l'chupa, ki achos lo niskav in l'chupa z'chupa z'u kolim eresin. V'kek shechozim yivarach birchas eresin, have a hefsek achakach ben birchas nisu on l'chupa shachakach. Koshali, Rama quotes, Chupa Mokum Tsunua, being on him, Kayla, all our birchas is soon with Chokem Chupa, Ein Beshmuel. It's a problem. It's a hefsik. So, based on this Prima Gaudim and Mogen Avraham, we should try, if we can, to minimize the hefsik between the magic words Imakala and the Yichud. Why? If you hold that the Chupa is a canopy, at then and there, they're married, no problem. If you're choshish for the Shita Saramba, that the definition of the suin is yichud aro the bia, so we try to minimize the interruption. And so he writes over here something fascinating. There's a minhag to make a hefsek between the erisin and the nisuin by reading the ksuba. That's what's quoted here in the Shulchan Aruch. Take a look in the Ramah. Open up. Simen Samach Aleph Sivtes. We saw this once before last week, but let's see this again. Right now, test. It's supposed to be Sif Aleph. From the Sefer. Did I read it wrong? There is a minig to be mafsik between the Erisin and the Nisuin, the Kriyas HaKsuba. Didn't I show you that somewhere before? It's just a mistake in the Maramok. Whatever, we'll find it a little bit later. So that's a minig, which is a good minig. And if the Rav wants to darshan, you should darshan then. He goes on. If the chazan wants to sing, let him sing then. I remember the chazan singing between the Eris and the Nizun. They sing before. But of course, these days, what happens? It's not so right. The chazan sings Shir HaMalos, Barichus, or Imesh Kechei Chirushalayim. On the contrary, the Maril says, Meritzim Esachosim Esachal L'Cheder HaYichud. As soon as they break the glass, you run. Ad Khan Rav Shech, that's over here on page Reish Samaches, in his safe. Good. From both sides. Good. Now we come to something a little bit more, how should we say it? Still there's been a little bit side points, a little bit. Let's close these beautiful Svarim for the moment. Get back to the regular Shulchan Aruch. We get to some more significant questions that you may. Open up, please, to Simon Nun Zayin. Simon Nun Zayin is very important. Simon Nun Zayin, I will say. Okay. Habal kodem lecholodem b'yerushas ishto. Umei masai yizizka b'yerushasa. Mishetetze mishus af. Afal pi shadayin lo nichnas al chupa, hov anasli b'shus bala yirashena. As the Gemara mefureshes Rabosa in Memches Amid Beis, shufta de kulu, according to the many Rishonim, it means everyone's shlugged up except for Yerusha. Yerusha is the only thing for which this kind of idea of mesira, in fact, works. Works. Very nice. Okay, good, terrific. Okay. Says the Beis Shmuel, Avil Sharmili lo mahani, lo imetamilo, veinazocha b'mtiyoso, veimeifin dorea, kein posku Rashi, ksubas memchesem et beis, tibemaschul Shmuel. Let's take a look. Memchesem et beis, tibemaschul Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel says to look. You have to look. Shmuel Amali Rishasa, who the Mahanya Mesira, Shemesa Bederach Bal Yorish Nidunyasa, the Yafal Gav Dama Mar, Ishto Arusa Mesa Eina Yorsha, Hoka Kevin to Mesora, Achule Achil Av Mehashta Machmas Kirub Nisuin, Aval Truma La Forest, the Dorel, Shalom Shutfa, Shalom Tsiyasa, Den El Mishim Eva, Akati Lek on the Mecha Shahachi, Lo Mahanya Mesira Kichupa. It works for Yerusha and for nothing else. Okay? And when it says Shufta de Kulu, everyone is slugged up, says Rashi, Shufta de Kulu, the end of the narrow lines, Hayach the Pligia de Shmuel. So Shmuel still stands because of the Mechila concept. To the Shulchan Aruch Paskins over here in Simon, Nun Zayin, Sif Aleph. Okay. Comes the Beis Shmuel further and says, Tosis disagrees and says, the work of the Tamala made for the Dorel. Luchara Kosha. Double Cholas Sugadaf Mem Chesim at Beis Mashma. The Messiah of the Baal, all the Shluchav, Lo Adaf Michupa. For Kerat. Ula Kama Mili Gorotve. We saw this last week that it's less than Chupa with respect to Chenek versus Skila. Lefizem lo haisa tahora eina yoshal shita saramba. What did Rambam say? The famous Rambam, chuppas nida is not kona. V'chekos of Ashoel, b'tshuvas harosh klal and dalitz of base. V'chekos of b'chalkos b'chokik simon samach alef zikon base. That mesira benida won't work. Well, if you zel if you Yerushalmi shei base of simon and hay lo mahani mesira be'almana. Why? So lo Yerushalmi chupa lo mahani be'almana. Yes, and mesira is even less. Im kein tema. Mashakosu b'sof asif. Almana, what does it say over here in Simon? Almana. Shelo holchu shluchav ima ein habal yorsha. Because his agents didn't come. Typically, dafilu im holchu shluchav ima ein o yoresh. Because almana has no chuppah. If it has no chuppah, it certainly has no din of Mesira. That's the kasha. That's the kasha. Where is it found? It's the last two lines in the Mechaba, before the Ramah, in Siman and Zayin. Let's read together. It's with the little gimel of the Groys. V'chein em hoysa, and same with the little gimel of the Beragolis. V'chein em hoysa bogeres o yisoma o almona. V'holcha hi b'yatzlan v'beis avil l'beis v'ala. V'ein ima lo bala v'lo shlucha v'meisa b'derech. And our Baal Yorosho. So the implication is, if there would be Baal Ima, the Mesira would work. Frek the Beishmul, why? We passed in that Almona has no Chuppah, Kavachom, has no Mesira. This is the Kasha of the Beishmul. This is his Kasha. This is his Kasha. Comes the Tzarach Loma, what's his answer? The Mechaber Svirle. I skipped the line. The Rambam, Chekos Elosh and Zayin Raya. The Rambam lo Svirle Kei Rishalmi, Kemo Shechta B'Sim and Samach Dalet. He doesn't distinguish between a Psul and Almona, but the Mechaber does, Samach Dalet. Tzarach Loma, the Mechaber Svirle, the Din Mesira lo Domen and Chupa. Ki Chupa Ayri Shavio Imo, Yoresh also, ki nizan labi toras bihu, it's a special din of your mechilas ha-yerusha. And that's why, Rabosai, it can work even when it comes to a nida, and that's why it works when it comes to a almana. U'mashakosim b'tshuvas ha-rosh ha-nal, den ha-yoresh k'shi nida, then it's ha-rosh lo-tzvir le-kein, ela ha-shoel kosav kein. The meishim is not always masking to the assumption of the shoel. The shoel didn't have to be such a tremendous talmud chacham. Rav Moshe was asked by many people at the shuvas. They weren't uniformly gedolim. So the rush was a great man. Not everyone who asked him was such a great man. Maybe the shoel held away, and the shoel isn't correct. Writes the Beis Shmuel. The shoel said that way. We don't pass it that way. It was a nishma and bosa lebala b'shabbes. Also lovo. Shabbos is over here. Should be at the start of the erev Shabbos. Also, love all the Shabbos. Kilo hoya lo ba shum kinyan. The rishasa zochim achos mechila. Amazing chumra comes out according to this Beishvur. Not the pshat she was married from the time that it was mesira. No, it's not a marriage at all. It's merely a mechilas yerusha. So she was never married before. So if he's ball out Friday night, that creates the shem yisuin. That's like a kinyan. It's not allowed. So says the Beis Shmuel halacha lemaisa. Umasha isa b'shas misirasa zui knisasa l'chupa. That's found in Shas. It's true. As the liba der avasi dama alochelas betruma. Aval the Shmuel the kaim l'kavasei lo mahani al yosha oz la mishum chupu alim mishum mechila. V'almona she'ochem yibeis aviyah lebeis v'ala v'nabal v'shluchav ima. Mikomako, Miyad Shabasa Lishazbala, Zachabi Wishasimita Mechila. Doesn't have to be there. Doesn't have to be there. Look at Simon Samach Aleph, Sif Aleph. Therefore, the implication is correct. What did it say in the Shulchan Aruch? Let's read again one more time. But had he been there, then it would be considered a Mesira L'Rishus Ha Baal, and the Baal would be Yorishosa B'din Mechila. Again, one more time. V'amona Shalcha M'Beis Avila L'Beis Baal V'ena Baal V'Shlucha V'ima. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does it say over here? And the husband is not there. He's not Yorish. And what's the Beis Shmuel saying? When she comes to Rishus Baal, I presume the Baal is there, presumably Yerusha works. Even though it's not Nisuan, when it comes to Amona has no chuppah. That's an yichud rabbi be a minimum, but it works within mechila. This is the Beis Shmuel consistent. Then he quotes the Taz. The Taz says, "Nira," he said, "Nafila amona dein chuppah konaba mikoma kom kan shabal holech imam and a chuppah lebeis and nisuin kenalach al davar machas mesira lirshuso lechol davar." L'chol davar. Wow, against the Beis Shmuel. He said only Yerusha. L'arvo chuppa and a kol of almana elim hein ala chima. Ki bedoras rishonim ala hayu osm chuppa al knutzos ala shaya bayis miyuchad nisuun ala shem holch and akos and akala ben shayach shem besiris rishusa ala lo hala chima ala kol echad b'hofnei atzma uvaz anicha mashis kerama b'simenun hei di almana ein chuppa kona fishal didan Shaholich achos and imakalim and achupa shalom lebeis and nisuin sheyivolenasham konosa adkan. So the Taz seems to be arguing the Beis Shmuel and saying that it's kona lechol davar, and the Beis Shmuel says no, only with respect to Yerusha. It's like a din of mesira, only works for Yerusha. Oh, fine, that's what it says. Pischei Tshuva, right over here. I ask you to see this in Siman Nun Zayin. Pischei Tshuva, Sivkot and Beis. Quotes the Beis Shmuel. Says it's a different din of Yerusha, works even for Nida. Ayin b'sevim Beis Meir Shetom Alav. The Barashi Mavur. The Zelo Shaykh Ele Ba'av HaMoser. Shehu HaMochel O'Makne. Aval almona moseres atzma vaday tzarachiyun mayol mechilasa neged tzchus ha'av ribayne shel olam. If the father who is the yorish of his daughter gives her over, she's been merchel on the yerusha. But if she herself, she's now an almona, she's no longer under the, if you will, the control of her father. So she herself gives herself over. Where's the mechila of the father who wants the Yerusha for himself? He was never Merchel. Amazing. Where is it? Ha'afilu omeres kodem misa avi lo Yerushaini lo ma'ani. This says the Chosh Mishmish with Yerush Pe'alav. The Chasam Sof is the same kasha. Tzarechim. Says the Beis Meir, wait a minute. Ula matzino kayotzi b'zeh simen tzadi sivgimel gabe cherish shenasa pikachas. What happens over there? Let's take a look. Keep one. Oh, so that's the other. I didn't bring it with me. You have it. You have the whole Shulchan Aruch. Sim and Sadi, Siv Gimel. So now, ironically, since I left at home, left in the other room, I don't even have that, which I had. No, I'll get it from the screen. We'll look over here. So we'll have the full Shulchan Aruch. You're better off. This is Hilchos Ksubos. Now I don't have Hilchos Kedushin with me. You have it, look inside, otherwise we'll see it here on the screen. Sim inside it. Okay, Siv Gimel. What happened? Okay. Siv Gimel. Watch this. Ava pikeach shenasa chareshes. Emes lo yirashena. Vacheresh shenasa pikachas umesa yirashena. Sharehi basdas uledata nisislo vizich salam mamona. Rabbeinu shalala, the same kasha. What mean mamona? How can he ask? The father gets the Yerusha. Who is she to give up her father's Yerusha to give it to her husband? How does it work? If she's married, she's married. But we're suggesting now that this marriage is not really a marriage. Mika Radin, because she has no das. Right? Not enough das anyway. He's a cheresh, he doesn't have enough das. So it's not really a marriage. So what's going on? Back to the Pesachei Tshuva. Ulam Rashi Shekosef Sham. If he said ain time she had others mechupal yanida, the mehechet teisiyev is a yosa kiruv mechupa. Who says it's more kiruv when it comes to a mesira than there is when it comes to a chupa? Aval yes daiti lashon the Rambam the Shulchan Aruch shekosvu whole v'nasis b'shusa. That's the lashon of the mechaber right over here, the lashon of the Rambam shusbala. Ritzon alomar shenimsar. Shmirasa birshusa or shlucha mizeh zocha birushasa efshad yeshlomar the odif mechupol yanida v'tzarachim. What's the Beis Meir saying? What's he saying? It's not completely clear. What in the world is the Beis Meir driving at? I read you the words. Not completely clear what he's driving at. Don't know. Get an impression that what he's saying over here about Sai is that there's a concept of a Baal de Rabbanon. Here he is. He's a Baal de Rabbanon. Cheresh nosi bikachas. A Baal de Rabbanon. It's not a simple mechila. She can't be Merchel the father's Yerusha. But the halacha states, on the level of the Rabbanon, they're considered to be married. So by marrying him in a condition de Rabbanon, zich salo mamona. It's very possible, I wanted to suggest, that the Rambam, this comes from the Rambam, is l'shitoso. A Dirush is a Baal isn't completely the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon. Rabbosai, if Dirush is a Baal is the Raisa, where do we get it from? We get it from the word She'era. Right, you look at the word She'era, you find it in Parshas Dirush. She'era. She'era means Kirav Basa. So it only applies to Mamash Shchupa, not this Mesira when they aren't physically in contact yet. But the Ramla Shitoso, Nandu She'era. So then the Rabbanon, so it applies what we call in our language to Kiddushin, excuse me, to Nisuin, the Rabbanon. To Nisuin the Rabbanon, the Baal the Rabbanon works for Nisuin, for this kind of Nisuin the Rabbanon. Rabbosai, you take a look over here, in the Pischei Tshuva here, in the Zayin Sif Katan Aleph, what did it say? The Mechaber said, Ho v'nasis b'shus Baal Yerushan. The Shara Melech says, Chasam Sofer says, and Amona shenichas olachuba benidasa, benichas to the reshusa umesa kodem tarasa. She died before she was still a nida. Quotes the Beishvu, Eino mis abel oleo, came in the knisa l'reshusa eino mola rakanin yirushi mitam mechila, abelol in she bala koin mitamila, memela she osol this abel oleo mishim shiyava mizamichshul yintumo. Which is a koin, it'll be Miss Abel and Mitamin. The two go together. As the Torah Chul Yud Bei says that he kelu hakilu avesh shlo yavu lekakla bechalitza. So to not be mekel betuma. Calls them below yada she nida. Another chiddush. Avim yada vekintza almanas lavo leachakach. Look at the Rambam says in Sin Samach Aleph. Many poskim say that a chupas nida is kona if he had a mind for later on. If that's the case, everything would change over here. So it's a machlokas with the chuppas nidas kohen. That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the others, which we spoke about a little earlier. Now, Rabbosai, I would have said offhand, it cannot work according to the Rambam because it's not she'era. Chuppas nidas is not kohen according to Shitas HaRambam. It's not a she'er. Of course, this leads us to another question: what is the Rambam's psak in Hilchos Nedarim? Right? We have the Hafa Nedareo. It's a very important area. Let me show you what the Rambam says in Hilchos Nedarim. It's an interesting question, how to read it. Hilchos Nedarim. Rabbi writes as follows. Lichos Nedar. Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Chav Beis. Very tricky Rambam. For some reason, there's not the lack of clarity here in this Rambam. Halacha Avim Shluchei Abal. O Shehochu Shluchei Avim Shluchei Abal. Adayin Ovia Ubala Mefir Nedarah. She hasn't left her father's Rishus yet. Moser Avim Shluchei Abal. O Mesor Shluchei Avim Shluchei Abal. Oh. So we thought, I would have said, nothing happened yet. Why nothing happened yet? Because we paskin like Shmuel. That this Mesir only works for what? For Yerusha. Not the Tamala we just saw. Not the Huff and the Dereha we just saw. Look what he says. Ein ha'av yochol ha'hofer. He's out. Shriyos is Meshusa. V'lo ha'bal yochol ha'hofer. Also not. Why? She'ein ha'bal mefer bekodmin. Kamosha b'yarno. Whoa. That's where everything gets thrown off. What does that mean? Throw? What does that mean? So one could say, Rabbi Osai, that perhaps, according to the Rambam, what's lacking in the Chuppas Nida is She'era. And She'era is relevant, Rabbi Osai, for things such as Letamela, right? Parshas Emor, and She'era. But maybe in Adarim, which is kind of a legalism, not so much involved in She'ero, maybe in fact it would work. And the only time it doesn't work is Ein Abal Mefer Bekodmin. That means the Dorah which were taken before the Nisuin. That's what one might have said. If you look at the base, Mary says no. What it means is you may not be Mefer in the Dorah which she took after the Mesira, even if later on is a full chuppah. Because Ein Abal Mefer Bekodmin, but there's in fact no Nisuin. So the way they're suggesting now, according to the Beis Meir, it's not, Chuppas Nida does not work, period. It doesn't work. Nothing takes effect, Rabbos. This is an important Nakuda. Nothing takes effect. Before I go on, I want to show you something which I found to be problematic. We had been in the Aruch HaShulchan before. We did Sif Chaf, but Sif Yud Tes, I found problematic. Afilu l'Ramba, for onim l'shitoso, the ain brachas ma'akvas v'kachol brachas shen ma'akeves, v'zeh rak b'chupa shekos kemo b'yad l'shem nisuin, o yichud mamish b'ched esogu, haro l'biyah b'rega zeh. Avol kol ha'chupus l'var elu, shen rak achonos l'horos ala nisuin nagat n'gvarom l'zehazug, kol manch lo bircho alem shever brachas, lo nigmaru anisuin. Now, I thought it's true in the case where they're going to be brachas. They didn't have in mind to become married fully, so they say the magic words, imakala. But if they're not going to make the brachas at all, I thought the brachas are not miakvas. Look what he says. V'ulai zeo tam ha-poskim, anonymous poskim, I haven't found them. The svilu, da brachas ma'akvas b'chupa. V'lachein bechrech levarach birchas chasanam konak mar nisuin. Who are these poskim? Who are mi hu zeh ve'ezahu? Who are these poskim? Who are they? Now, there is, Rabbi Osai, a Beis Shmuel. That there is. But the Beis Shmuel is not saying what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. I'll show you what the Beis Shmuel is. The Beis Shmuel is to be found in Siman Nun Hei Siv Gimel. Iras the konas the chupa lo birch birchas chasanim hareizu nesua gemura the brachas are not ma'akvas. The Beis Shmuel Ol Zion says for kasafki lekama poskim dina kenida. When it comes to a nida, according to the Rambam shita, there's no chupa nida won't work. So chupa below bracha won't work for the same reason. That's only according to the Rambam. He's the one saying this according to the poskim who go against the Rambam. That's a little bit confusing. But the old at the Rambam, Chuppas Nida, I understand. No good, I understand it. But not because it's a lack of achana. That's this Aruch HaShulchan to me is a bit of a problem. Okay. Rabosai, that's in passing. Now, Rabosai, we have to discuss a little further what's happening over here in Siman and Zion, where we just came from. And I'm going to read you from, again, the Alter Aposkin. That's our go-to for these in Yonim. In Siman Nun Zion, Sifkot on Aleph, Os Hey. He wants to know, will Mesir work for Nido and Almana? Even the Chuppah doesn't work. So let's take a look at the Chalkas Mechokek, Rabosai. Take a look. Simmons, let's see it in the original. We saw it quoted by Shmuel. The original is in Simmons, Samach Aleph, Sifkot and Beis. The Beis Shmuel, we just saw, made reference to it, but we didn't see the original. Simmons, Samach Aleph, Mechokas Mechokek, Sifkot and Beis. Quite lengthy. Not going to be the entire thing. What's he saying over here? The Rambam Shita. Only if it's ruah l'chuppah l'biyah. Av l'mhoi hi nida. Av shenimstra l'shluchay abal. Lo odif misiras l'shluchim mechupa gufa. Period. So says the Chagas Mechokei. The Rambam doesn't like the Rambam. That's what he says. The Beis Shmuel said no. For the little that misira works, it only works halacha l'maisa for Yerusha. It's a different din of Mechila. And if it's in a Mechila, it works even if she happens to be a Nida. Mechila doesn't... the show in the Tshuvas HaRosh is incorrect. That being the case, he cannot love Olei B'Shabbos. That's the Kenyan Nisuan, as we saw before. What came before is only within Mechila. But there were those who disagreed with the Beis Shmuel. Why? Why, Rabosai? Based upon the Magid Mishnah. Watch. Hilchos Ishus. We've been here before a few times. Perek Yud. The words are important here in Rambam. Perek Yud, Rabbi Osai, in Hilchos Ishus. Halacha Beis. Kevin she nichas o arus o lechupa is a materas o lovo o lea b'chalei she yirtza. For ish to gemur, chod up. For me she ikonis the chupa nikas nesua, af ish lo nivela. For hu she ti aruya le b'ila. Av lam hois o nida, af al pi she nichas o lechupa v'ne siach anima, lo gorba o nesuim, v'arei ki arus o adayin. The simple reading of the Rambam, she's a total arusa for everything. Total arusa. Yes, to say that Yerusha by Mesirah, that's only because of Mechila. Oh, says the Magen Mishnah. Halacha Beis. Who had in the Chaldava? Shen Chupas need to call a lowly Yarsha for lowly Tamela. Wait a minute. Not even Yerusha. Why isn't there Mechila? Why isn't there Mechila? Okay. The Beis Shmuel says that there is Mechila. Seems to be against the Mefurisha Magid Mishnah. Why should Chuppah need to be at least as much as a Mesira? Oh, so the question is, Rabbi Osai, but the Beis Shmuel has a Mefurisha Mechaber on his side. Where's that? We just came from it. Simen Nun Zayin Sifal. There's only one Sif. Take a look. That's what the Beis Shmuel himself quoted the Mechaber to be like him. What did it say? V'chein imhoyis at the end. The last line of the Mechaber, Nun Zayin. V'chein imhoyis at Bogeres, O Yisoma, O Almona. V'holcha hi v'yatmu, Beis Ovil, Beis Balav, V'einima, Lo Balav, Lo Yishluchav, U'meis v'derech, and Abal Yorish also. But, when it comes to an Almona, and he is there, he is Yoresh also. Why? There's no chuppah by Almana. The answer is there is a concept called Mechila with respect to Yerusha. So here too, the chuppah's nida, let there be a Mechila with respect to Yerusha. So some of Farshim say that the words Ein ima lo bala v'lo shluchav only go on Bogeres and Yosoma. Bogeres and Yosoma, then if there's someone else there, the husband is there, the Mesira is going to work. It's going to work. Because they have a chuppah, as opposed to an almana. Apparently, like the Chalkas Mechokek, that Mesira by a Tahora is better than a chuppah snida. Mesira by a Tahora will create, there'll be a din of Yerusha. Chuppah of Anida, perhaps not. Perhaps they learn that it's a chesaron of Nida with Mesira as well, as the Chalkas Mechokek had said. And the Beis Shmuel says, no, Mesira is a separate din. Look, so who cares if she's ain't a royal of Bia now? Anyway, she can't have Bia. She hasn't met the husband yet. So there's no chesaron of Nida when it comes to Mesira. That's the big machlokas between the Gedolei HaPoskim over here. Fine. Now, Rabbi said we had mentioned the Chalkas Mechokek's Kasha and Simon Samach Aleph. We just flipped there a second ago. We'll flip back again. Simon Samach Aleph said, Kodin Beis, it's against the Gemara, he claims the Chalkas Mechokek. Why? Look, by Moser Av Neshluchei Abal, there's Mesira, and the Gemara said, Mefurish, we saw in Chesem and Beis, that Moser Av Neshluchei Abal is less than chuppah. Why? The Gemara says, Masa Av Shluchi Abal Vizinsa Harezu Bechenek Liznos Pesavia Prat Lashem Masa Av Shluchi Abal I Ve'ema Prat the Nichlas of the Chuppah V'lo Nimala, which is a higher level than Masa Av Shluchi Abal. It's a higher level, Rabbi Osei. It's a higher level. So that's a higher level. So therefore, the Gemara's Shaila, Rabbi Osei, can't possibly be by Yerusha. In the case of Chuppas Nida, etc., it must be referring to Tosefes Ksuba. As we spoke about this already last week, it's limited to Tosefes Ksuba. And if that's the case of what? Nichas al Chuppah v'lo Nivala. You can't tell me that Nichas al Chuppah v'lo Nivala, there's no Nisuin. It's ridiculous. It's a Mefurisha Gemara. And Nechaz L'chubah V'na Nivala is a higher Madrega than Masav L'shluchay Abal. Mefurish. So that's not Mem Chesim Adbeis. So in the Gemara after Nun Vavim and Aleph has a Chakira, a Shaila. Rabosai, boy, Ravin, Nechaz L'chubah V'na Nivala, Mao, you can't tell me, are they married or not married? They're certainly married. 100% married. Only about Tosef is Tzuba, Chibas Chubah, Chibas Biyah. It's against the Rambam. Because the Rambam then takes the second Shaila. What's the second Shaila? Into Zlama Chibas Chupa Kona, Chupa Dechaz Alibiya, etc. So it's an Imtim Zlama connection. We must talk about the same Shaila, as we spoke with this already last week. So the Rambam is a Pella. This is the Kasha with which the Chelkas Mechokek raises. Oh. So the Beis Shmuel, in trying to defend the Rambam, we have. Beis Shmuel and Simon Samach Aleph, Sifkot and Beis. So that's how it's. Ravin's question is about Yerusha. Yes, it is. Why? Because Moser HaBaal, Moser Av L'Shluchei HaBaal, Rabbi Osai, there's certainly a mechila on the part of the father. Yeah. After quoting this lengthy Chelkas Mechokek, Adkan Lashono, a very long citation, here in the Beis Shmuel, Simon Samach Aleph, Sifkot and Beis, quotes the Beis, the Chelkas Mechokek at length. Ula Mashka Safti, with Simon Nun Zayin, Sifkot and Av, Lakoshamidi. V'chol HaBayis, Koy Af, and Yerusha. All of them. The Shaila of Nichas, and Chubah, and Lo Nivala included. I afal gav the imos of the shluchay abal yosha hayna mita mechila avol chupa bebeis avia mi boile the eshloma the goret fein linyan zeh kemosh kasafti sham mechila v'ein raya mi makshin sheik shavim and the kuzal chupa bechenek umesiyo the shlucha v'skila ki bevara linyan nisuin gora mesiyo the shlucha to be a full nisuin. Aber in Yerusha, Odif mitam mechila. So therefore, the Beis Shmuel answered the kasha of the Chalkas Mechalkek. Meridik. Meridik. That's what he says. Meridik. Oh. Then he goes further and says, remarkably, the Chorah Kosha Shidus Aramba, the Sphere the Chuppah behind the Yichud, Mami Boy Bishas Pearson either Mao, Imani Chuppah, Pshida de Lomahani, also Siachanima, Vexagadadach, the Konos of Yichud shall Isser, as the Ran asked the Kasha beginning of Kiddushin, the Bia shall Isser, you can't be Konos sold to Yichud shall Isser. The Eshloma, amazing. The Iri, the Hoysa, the Horov, and the Siachanima, the Hakach Pearson either. Against the Rosh Perakesim involved. And the Mordechai, as we saw this already last week, Simon Kufay and Ches, Afila Pirsa Nida Bitochu Posa Poskal Achiba Spia. That's the Vart. This is the how the Beis Shmuel answers that Kash. Oh. Now I have only one final Nakuda. There is a base mayor. We don't have base mayor, do we? It's not in Farsh Shavar. We tried it once before. Let's try it one more time. We were here, but I don't think the base mayor exists. Unfortunately. No. The first base is Beis Shmuel. I'll tell you about Peh. The base mayor, not about Peh, I brought the base mayor with me. I figured it wasn't here, so I brought it. Also, Apostle also quotes, because I want to look at here, Simon Samach Aleph, Sifkot and Dalid, Os Yud. Here we go. Those want to look up later on. It's on page Kuf Chav Zayin. Amud Aleph. Kosev the Beis Meir. The Rambam, the cause of the Chumas Nida Eino Kona, which we just saw. The Rambam was right here. This is sort of showed again. And Magamish, what did Magamish say? What did he say? He says, Eino Kona, the Choldova, not Liyorsha, not Litamila, Rabosai. Okay? For everything. It doesn't work for anything. Not Liyorsha, Litamila. So writes the Magamish. The Rambam's words, go back to the Rambam. This is scheduled over here. We had it already. The Rambam. Again. Lo Rambam Nisun Vareka Karusadayim. Sounds like the Magad Mishnah is correct. The Beis Meir says no. What's Aloma L'inyane Kinyanim Hi Karusa. With respect to Kinyanim, she's an Arusa. Avo Mode Shebechupas Nida Yotze Meho Iser Dekala V'sharilo Lichashetitar Af livo below kavanas nisun. Why? Shere kori lo shenich nesal lechupa. Af api shenich nesal lechupa. So the Beis Meir understands it to mean that it has halachic validity as a knisa lechupa. It's true, karusa dying for all kinyani matters. But as far as had to be is concerned, later on, it's going to work. And the Gemara calls it nich nesal lechupa. Varei. Right? It's going on Chuba v'Kiddushin. It's Lashon Rambam. Keva sh'nichnas ha'arusa l'chuba is a muteras lovo le'a b'cholei sh'yirtze for ish t'gemur l'chol davar. That's true, he says. I don't care if she's nida or not nida. I don't care. And then he says, v'sh'tichnas l'chuba nichnas nesua fushitei ruya l'biya for Kenyan purposes, for Yerusha, for the other things of this nature. Kenyanim. But heter bia, no, that works no matter what. And that proves, where did he get it from? Because the Rambam says, where does he say it? Where is it? Rambam says, Lo tinase ad shetitor. Second. 1 minute. Is it here, those words? Where are the words? I don't see it over here. Where are those magic words in the Rambam? You see it? Must be elsewhere. It's a little bit further. Ah, here it is. Lo tinase nida achetitar halacha vav. What means lo tinase nida achetitar? What do those words mean? Has the base man? What does it mean? The Rambam said so. I mean, chupas nida adayni arusa pshita diyev shetitinase. Tonisuin elu lav midiheim. Uluk shetita tzvitstayt chupa achmina. Why bother a second time? Feel but the edits go in a clone. A levana no. In heter bia chupa gemurahi. Hello. Shalin yone kinyonimu dimi boyale. In the kinyon we say it's not chal. But if we had to be it, it is chal. So writes the Beis Meir, based on the Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Yud, Nichos Ishus Halacha Beis, and Halacha Vav. Now, Rabbi Osai, we have to go back to the Pesukei Tshuva, which we saw, we read inside. What did the Beis Meir mean when we didn't understand what he was saying before? I had a certain pshat, which was clearly incorrect based on what we're seeing over here. Pesukei Tshuva in Siman Nun Zayin, Sif Katan Beis. That's what we quote to the Beis Meir, am I correct? Yes. Let's take a look inside and make one more try to figure out what this means. Siman and Zion, Sifkot and Beis. I have the Beis Meir in its original here, but after looking, it still wasn't completely clear what is he driving at. I am a Sefer Beis Meir, Shetoma Alov, the Kasha about the Yerusha story. Rashi says it's only by Ova Moser, but Amona Moseras Asma Vali Tzorachin. What is it going to do? So what did he quote? Siman Tzadis Siv Gimel. So how do we understand what it meant? We understand it to mean that there is some kind of a Nisuim with the Rabbanon. But how can it be? The Beis Meir just got to saying that in a situation of again, whenever there's no possibility of nisuin, so how is ein tam shia odef rechupol yanida? How does it work? Why is there more kiruv than by mesira? What's going on? So what did he answer? The lashon of the mechaber is hol v'nas v'reshuso shenims the shmiras v'reshuso shlocha efshe shlomo de odef rechupol yanida. Better than it's better. How is it better? How is it better? So, true, chupas nida according to the Beis Meir works to be mat to subsequent bia, but it didn't work for kinyanim at all. So if it didn't work for kinyanim at all, then the question becomes, so what exactly did the Beis Meir mean? What did he mean, Rabbi Osir? What did he mean? What did he mean? Like this. Rabbi Osir. Mesira will work by a nida more than a chupas nida. Why? The pshat is, as I said to you before, Baal de Rabbanon is like a Baal d'oraisa. That's his whole mahalach, Beis Meir. A Baal de Rabbanon is like a Baal d'oraisa with respect to Yerusha. But when it comes to a chupas nida, there's an iser involved. There's an iser involved. She's not even in the Summa de Rabbanim. She's nothing. If there's Mesira, She's a Baal Madarabbanan. He's a Baal Madarabbanan. Works for the purpose of Yerusha. It was a chuppah and a yichud of royal abiyah, but here it's not royal abiyah. It's a yichud shel iser. She's not even going to be a. He will not even be her husband on the level of the rabbanan, and therefore nothing happens. That has to be pshat on both sides in the base meshit. Fine. Did she complete our minyan of nisuin? I'm going to give you one brief comedy attractions for tomorrow, Shia. Tomorrow, as we have the new Ma'am Makomashi, finally, I wanted to get it started today, but I guess we'll make official Aschol. So they say we officially started. Just back to the last topic for this month, which is this week and next, is the Sugan of Sam of Gimel, starts in Sam of Gimel and Manalaf with the Mishnah. Talks about a Hamoredes, and talks about a Moraid. So Moraid is a much shorter topic. Moraid is going to be a much longer topic. Moraid, it says over here, that Mosifin al Ksubasa. We were here a long time ago. Mosifin al Ksubasa. The question is when? When is Mosifin al Ksubasa? You give it to her right away? Right now you give her the money? Or no? You give it later on in the event of death or divorce. Let me just show you, Rabbi, I'll say one source and then we'll end. It's a Beis Shmuel, Rabbi Osai. Where are we? Mosifin lo aksubasa, hainu denasa chov olav, ve'ein nostin loli alter haran. Now, boss, I'd like you to find me the ran tomorrow. But before we start, I need you to help me find this ran. Where the ran say this? So when it says mosifin lo aksubasa, doesn't mean you right now you give her these three whatever dinarim right now. No, in the event of a death or divorce later on, she will get not only the 200 zuz and whatever. Tosefa she had until now, but an additional 3 dinar. So Mishnah tomorrow, we'll start with that. You have to find it for me. And then we'll go on to the Moed briefly, and then focus on Moredes. Moredes is very, very important. It's halacha l'maisa mamish. We'll discuss that v'siyata d'shmaya starting tomorrow. Now, tomorrow, Rav Tversky Shalita is speaking at 10 to 12 in Abbas Medrash downstairs. I think it's a Hespin and...